everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show. It's the one.
On the internet.
Yay. My name's Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we're going to do a show for you today, and it's going to be really good and really positive because I had a lobotomy. It turns out most of my brain was causing all those negative emotions. So they took all of that out, and now I'm just sunshine and rainbows. So you want to talk about daffodils or
no?
Tulips, lilacs.
No, let's recap last show in case anyone missed it.
If you missed it last week, I cried and cried like a little pussy. And everybody was super nice, actually. Yeah. Like, seriously, like, I got an email, and I was asked not to really talk about it, so I won't. But I got a really sweet email from someone about, like, really heartfelt, it seemed. And a couple forum posts that were, like, and a Twitter message that was, like, I'm listening and I care from I'm Kilo. I'm Kilo said he got off a treadmill to come tell me that he's listening and he cares. Because there was a part in last week's episode where you said something about people caring, and I said, no, they don't.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as people who care, which was me intentionally being an ass. But I was super down last week, and people were super nice about it, which is weird to me. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. I am not making fun of you guys for being nice. But it is weird to me because I was being such a pussy. Like, if you had, like, been like, oh, Jesus, shut up. Or if you'd made fun of me or whatever, I would have been like, yep, I had that coming.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad episode. But people are super nice. And we got a donation this week.
Yes.
From, I'm not going to name names because I never know if that's okay to do. But it's from somebody who never really interacts with the show. I think they've been listening for a long time. And it's cool, you know, if you're just... Not, that's just not what you're into, interacting with the show.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to me to see, like, because I tend to think of the entire audience being the handful of people who do interact with the
show.
And I know that's not true, but that's how my brain processes it. And then to see somebody pop up and, like, not only say something, well, not say something, but give me money. Yeah. So they must like the show. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I was getting kind of comfortable, you know, just... knowing there was only a handful listening.
Yeah.
Because I feel nervous every once in a while. But now, it's like, how many others are there that are listening that never interact?
Secret listeners.
Oh, God. I'm getting nervous again. It's intimidating. But anyway.
Well, Orion.
Yeah.
After last week, I was being so sad. I thought I needed to do something to cheer myself up this week. And so I have a surprise for you. I have a song I'd like to play for you that I made today.
All right.
It's not an original song, but it's a song that I put together today. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's going to be so, so good.
Yeah. It's popping. It's popping.
Ah, shit.
It's popping. It's popping. I got to ask them. Because if I don't. I don't know. It's poppin'. Let's go.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is cool? My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is popping? My lip gloss is cool. And all the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. Mac, L'Oreal, yep, cause I'm worth it. Love the way I put it on so perfect. Wipe the corners of my mouth so I work it. When I walk down the hallway, they can't say nothing. Oh, my lips so luscious. The way I spice it up with the Mac brushes. L'Oreal got them all watermelon crushes. That's probably the reason all these boys got crushes.
Yes. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is cool? My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is popping? My lip gloss is cool. And all the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. When it's time for lunch, my lips still rock. Lil' mama melon with the hot pink top. Cherry, vanilla, flavors is a virtue. They loving lip gloss universal. The boys really like it, the girls don't speak. They rolling their eyes, their lip gloss cheap. It ain't my fault, but I can upgrade. Just show you how to use nice things with nice flavors.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is cool? My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is popping? My lip gloss is cool, and all the boys keep jockeying. They chase me after school.
'Cause my lip gloss is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping. 'Cause my lip gloss is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping.
Sitting in eighth period, thought I was in trouble. Call me on the loudspeaker on the double. I stepped in the office like, yes, Miss McClarkson. She like, girl, ran out of my lip glossing. Write down where you get yours from, 'cause I must admit, that bubble gum is popping. It's popping. It's popping. She ain't frontin', and I be loving it. I be loving it. I be using it. I be using it. I be rubbing it. I be rubbing it. On my lips, my lips, my lip gloss.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is cool? My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Is that my lip gloss is popping? My lip gloss is cool, and all the boys keep jockeying. They chase me after school.
So, what do you think?
I love it. You wouldn't believe the shit going on in my head when I was listening to that.
Okay.
Oh, if we had lots of money, I would make the strangest, but most awesome videos. You were in like a high school.
Okay, so you're imagining a music video?
Yeah, and
okay.
You're just walking by lockers, and you have like that glossy, disgusting, shiny, glittery lip shit all over your, like, all over your face. Like, you're retarded and you smeared it like a Down syndrome kid would, you know, lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
But you're serious as fuck.
Yeah. Serious as a heart attack.
And as you're walking by through the halls, there's women or girls that are old enough, but they're...
Nope, underage.
They're on both sides. It's just girls. And as you walk by, like the camera's backing up as you walk down the hall and it's filming you, the girls drop and their legs just go up. Just waiting. Hungry.
Presenting themselves.
God.
Oh my God. Look at that lip gloss. You know, the funny thing is, I hate lip gloss.
Yeah.
I won't put chapstick on, any kind of lip balm. I hate the feeling of it. But I really like that song. And the reason I covered that song, actually, is it kind of ties into something I wanted to talk about this week, which is things that I like that I'm probably not supposed to like. Like that song. Yeah. I really like that song. Not ironically in any way. I just really dig that song.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not supposed to like it. Like, I'm supposed to go, ugh, little mama, that song, a lip gloss, ugh, yeah. Gross. That's for girls and dumb girls at that.
The end.
Nope. Yeah. It's awesome. And speaking of things that I like that I'm probably not supposed to like, you've heard of bronies, right?
Bronies.
The guys who are into My Little Pony?
Yes. You told me about them.
I've heard about... I don't remember what I said about them. Probably horrible things. But I've been hearing about them for a long time. And I've been hearing about this My Little Pony show. And all these oldish men, like in their 20s or whatever,
yeah,
watching this My Little Pony show and digging it. No. And they call each other bronies and they're all into it. And the other day, I succumbed... Succumbed? What's the past
succumbed.
Tense? Succumbed to to my curiosity, and I started watching My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic.
Oh no!
And I gotta say, I don't know that I'm a brony, But I do enjoy the show.
You're out of shows to watch. There's no other
reason to like that shit. Well, I did sort of run out of shows to watch.
All right.
A few of them have gone on hiatus now, yes. and the ones that were already on hiatus haven't come back yet. But, so that's like partly why I indulged myself in my curiosity. But I still genuinely enjoy the show. I'm not going to start writing fan fiction or like building custom plush dolls or anything mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. sleep with or whatever, but like frequenting pony forums.
Yeah.
But I do honestly enjoy the show. And I think it gets a bad rap from people who don't watch it for two main reasons.
What's the first one?
The first one is that it's aimed at little girls.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the second one is just that people are insecure pricks. Mm-hmm.
It's My Little Pony.
Yeah, it's my...
Don't watch that, you faggot.
The second one... Yeah, I actually blanked out. The second one is that it's My Little Pony, and My Little Pony has kind of a history. There already was a My Little Pony. Mm-hmm. This is like a reboot, I guess. It's a new thing. I don't know anything about the old My Little Pony, except that I remember the dolls. So, like, people our age, we grew up with My Little Pony kind of being around, and it was this bullshit girly toy mm-hmm. that you would see in that fucking pink aisle at the store.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd go to the toy section of any store, and there's, like...
the cool aisle.
There's, like, Legos in one aisle, and Nerf guns in another aisle, action figures, yes. toy cars, and then there's one aisle that's just fucking pink.
Yeah.
And every bullshit fluffy girly toy is down there. All the Barbies, all the baby dolls, all the stuffed animals, they're all in this one fucking aisle. And that's where the My Little Ponies were. So, like, we have memories of that, and that's, like, what we think of when we think of My Little Pony. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is a cartoon aimed at little girls. So people just assume it's something that we shouldn't be watching. But it really did you ever watch Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
May not have been your thing, but I don't think many people would be disgusted with you for having watched it.
Yeah.
Even though it starred a bunch of little girls. And it's kind of the same deal. Mm-hmm. It's slightly more geared towards little girls, but only in the sense that it's like there's a lot of pink, and it's happy.
Okay.
It's happy. Fun.
Is there, like, fight scenes?
Why would there be fight scenes?
I don't know. What's the appeal?
What's the appeal of any fucking show? Nah. There's not fight scenes in everything.
All right.
I'm not going to judge,
because...
It's a fun cartoon with fun characters. Mm-hmm. There's a really shy one
yeah.
named Fluttershy. And she's got wings. She's a Pegasus. Mm-hmm. She's yellow, and she likes animals a lot. And there's a pink one named Pinkie Pie who really loves throwing parties. She's a little ditzy, but she's super friendly. There's one called Twilight Sparkle who's kind of a nerd, I guess. She's a magic using unicorn. There's Rainbow Dash who is
Rainbow
like
Dash.
She's a speed demon. She's a Pegasus and she flies but she's like really into racing and speed and she's hyper and kind of a tomboy, I guess.
Is she like the alpha?
No. And there's Applejack. Applejack is kind of a country bumpkin, wears a cowboy hat, mm-hmm. works on an apple farm, apple orchard. And there's Rarity, who is kind of kind of posh, kind of
yeah.
upper crusty, and she designs clothing. Mm-hmm. And it's about their adventures being friends.
Hold on. Who's your favorite?
I don't know.
Because anytime there's a show that has characters of from different backgrounds that have different interests, but they're all friends, there's always one you identify with.
You
like in 90210.
Yeah. 902. I didn't have a favorite on 90210.
That kind of shit, you know.
It definitely wasn't Luke, though. Luke Perry, Dylan.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
Dylan. I am but Dylan.
You have a favorite?
I don't know.
Just love them all?
I don't know. I like happy things, which is weird because I'm not a happy guy. And I like colors, mm-hmm. which is weird because I never wear them. But I like the visuals.
Yeah.
They're very bright and colorful, and I like the art style and the animation's pretty good. And it's a happy fun time.
Yeah.
Like I like that sometimes. A nice ray of sunshine in the middle of my week.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Like eventually Breaking Bad's going to come back and I'm going to watch people deal yeah. meth and kill each other.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of a ray of sunshine. I was watching Sexy Vampires. People are dying all the time in that. I watched Dexter. That's all about dying. True Blood.
Yeah, I think
Castle's got a murder every week.
I was going to ask if watching this My Little Ponies thing had anything to do with last week and the breakdown.
I think a little bit
because when I reach a low, I just want 5 fucking minutes to have a good time. You know, there's like, hey, you get over here. You're a serial killer. Whatever. Forgiven. 5 fucking minutes. Let's all have a good time and be happy. Nobody say a fucking word about something down or negative. And just, I want to enjoy my happy time just for 5 fucking minutes. It's that kind of shit. You're watching this?
If it was related, then it was subconscious. I wasn't like, man, I'm so down. I got to find me something bright and shiny and pony to watch. I was just like, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, I'm not doing anything. Might as well check out those ponies.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like it.
It's cool.
There's been one, I've watched maybe 10 episodes. I'm not sure. So far, there's been one episode that I was like, wait a minute there, ponies. Because it has like 2 messages to it. Yeah. Like every episode kind of has a message, like a moral or whatever. But this one kind of has 2. And there's a character in it who is a zebra. And in the beginning of the episode, everybody's afraid of this zebra. They all think she's a witch and she's evil. And whenever she comes into town, she lives in the woods. But whenever she comes into town, they all hide. And so nobody's ever actually talked to her, but they're all scared of her. And they think she's going to put a curse on them or whatever. And eventually they find out that actually, no, she's just from someplace else. She's just foreign, basically. Yeah. And they're being xenophobic. So that's like one of the lessons is like, don't judge a book by its cover. But the other lesson is like Twilight Sparkle, the magic user pony, has all these books. She's really into books. She lives in a library and they're trying to solve this problem and they're looking through all these books for answers. And then somebody hands her this one book that's like, it's titled something like Supernatural and it has Supernatural in the title. And she's like, Supernatural stuff is bullshit. Like aside from pony magic is real, but like ghosts and all that stuff, that's not real. That's all bullshit. Like she doesn't say bullshit, but and then later on when they figure out that the zebra is not evil, the zebra helps them solve the problem using her own copy of that book. And it's all about herbal remedies and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like the other lesson is basically not to discount the supernatural. So
wait a minute, ponies.
It's kind of like saying, you know, hey, never rule anything out. There might be some kind of herb you can chew on that can cure your cancer. Like that's what they're teaching kids. So I didn't really like that particular lesson. It might not be what they meant to be teaching kids. I don't know. But that's how it came across to me is don't write off bullshit. Because nothing's bullshit. That's kind of what it sounded like.
Oh, no.
But other than that, I'm enjoying the ponies.
Cool.
And it's kind of, you know, written none of it's like for adults, but it's kind of written on 2 levels, like a lot of kids shows, you know, where like if a parent is watching it with the kid, there's stuff a parent will appreciate that the kid won't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a really good example right now, but I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about the ponies, but I'm enjoying them. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Hey, we were in the chat listening to the Whiskey Boys yesterday, and you bailed to go, as you claimed, to go
watch ponies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding.
Nope. I was bailing to go watch ponies. And I mentioned earlier, probably before you showed up in the chat, that I started watching ponies, and John Paul was like, what?
Yeah.
What? Tell me you're joking. Oh, my goodness. You're watching ponies? Well, suck it, John Paul. Ponies rule. Ponies rule and whiskey's drool. Take that.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was no shit talk after you left. You just left and, you know, the show went on.
They weren't like, now that Kyle's gone, let's talk about what a faggot he is for liking ponies.
No. I thought about bringing that up.
You know what else is funny?
I knew you were kidding, I thought you were kidding, and I thought you just bailed because you had some vampires to watch, you know.
No, but Sexy Vampires ended like a week or two ago.
It did? Okay.
Yeah, no vampires.
But anyway.
Well, I was going to say what else is funny is like I said about the lip gloss song. I really like that song, but I hate lip gloss.
Yeah.
I hate horses. Like, I want to launch them from cannons, put them in volcanoes. I don't like horses, but I like ponies. My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. Do, 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 do. Yeah, I probably don't have anything else to say about ponies. And now I've got ponies on the brain, so now I can't remember what else is going on. Oh, roommate John's bachelor party was last weekend.
Yes.
I mentioned it very briefly on the show last week because I was like, I got to go to a bachelor party tomorrow. I hope I'm not a big old sourpuss then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. And I wasn't a big old sourpuss. What was that?
I wanted to be there so bad.
Oh, I what bailed happened? On it. A nap?
No. A nap wouldn't have fixed what I was just terribly exhausted. Like, I went to bed nearly right after I messaged John, and I felt horrible. I still feel bad because I was looking forward to it, but I was shutting down, and I'm like, I can't go drive downtown and bum everybody out. You know, always fucking happens.
He's never going to have another bachelor party.
I know. And I said, I promised him I'd make it up to him, but I don't know how because there's only one, and I fucking missed it. He's going to write me off, and that's cool.
Are you going to make it to the wedding reception?
Yes.
What if you don't, though? What if you're like, I'm so exhausted, and there's all this Taco Bell.
No.
Well.
But it was a good time?
Let me tell you what you missed.
All right.
We went downtown, and I haven't been downtown in forever. I hadn't even really thought about it that way until I got downtown. But I haven't been downtown in forever, and I didn't really know where I was going, and I knew I was going to be drinking, so I didn't really want to drive myself down there.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I'm not a fan of downtown, but that's not like,
so for the first time ever, really,
yeah.
I called a cab. This is not really the kind of place where you call a cab. I mean, they exist, yeah. But you know, it's not like New York or something,
or New York or LA,
you know, it's definitely not a place where you can hail a cab.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if anybody ever hails cabs here. Maybe at the airport.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always imagined like we call here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you wait 45 minutes, not because they're busy, just because they're not doing nothing. They're like, well, I got to go get in the car and finish this sandwich. I'll be right over. Yeah.
Well, I called a cab and I had no idea what I was in for.
Yeah.
Like the guy picked up and he's like, hey, how can I help you? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but.
Did you say?
I don't think I said fuck, but other than that, yes, I said.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Excuse me.
We got a drunk.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing. I've never done this before, but yeah. I think I want to get a cab somewhere. And he's like, okay, where are you at? Where are you going?
That's
so
awesome.
I gave him my address, and I gave him the address of the place I was going. And he said, okay, we'll send somebody out in such and such amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you have any idea how much this is going to cost me? And he was like, yeah, it'll be about $30, which is pricey, but not terrible.
Yeah, from here to downtown.
If
yeah.
I was doing it all the time, it would suck.
Yeah,
but like for one night, not terrible.
Yeah,
and that is a pretty good distance.
Oh yeah, shit.
I wasn't even sure if they would do it, so I hung up, and then I realized I wasn't paying attention. I was so concerned with just getting it done and getting it done right, I wasn't paying attention to how much time he said it was going to take for them to show up.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, like, what did he say? And my best, like, guess as to what it was he said was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I, and that would have made me late.
Mm-hmm.
So I called roommate John, left him a voicemail. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to be a little bit late, but I'm definitely coming. So I'll see you then. And then like 10 minutes later, like pretty darn quick, there's a cab here. And yeah. I rode all the way downtown. I tipped the guy.
Well, back up.
What's that?
You get in the cab and you're driving. You're riding. Is there conversation?
Oh,
is
it a little bit.
Silence.
He was a weird foreign guy. Yeah. I don't know if he was Indian or what.
Did he try to initiate conversation with you, or were you like
a little bit in the very beginning? But he was kind of hard to understand, and I was sitting in the back seat, and he was in the front, yeah. And it was hard to hear him. The only thing I remember about the conversation was him telling me, Kyle, I've only known one Kyle before, and it was a girl. I think he said he was a girl.
That's great.
and
he was a girl.
I was like, weird. It's not really a girl's name. And yeah. He's like, yeah, I only knew one Kyle, and it was a girl. And then he was like, it's kind of like Tracy, can be a guy or a girl. And he's like, he cracking himself up. with the idea that there are like names that can cross genders.
Oh no.
And I'm like, yeah, like Tracy Morgan is a dude. And he's like, I said Tracy Morgan. He said, that's a man, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I think we rode pretty much the rest of the way in silence.
Oh, man. I've always wanted to ride in a cab and ask them about, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever experienced? Because people eat it up, you know. People approach me at work and they're like, man, I bet you got some stories, you know, dealing with people day in, day out. And I'm kind of like, fuck yeah. Thanks for asking.
Who says this to you? Who comes up to you and goes, man,
not right away.
I bet you got a story or two working around that oatmeal, man.
Not right away.
Them old people love their oatmeal.
We'll be talking for a while and then they'll ask. But yeah, nobody's like, oh, fuck off. Oh, let me think. You know, we eat it up. It's like, oh,
if somebody
thanks for asking.
Said to me, I bet you got a story or two about work. I'd be like, sometimes the customer service ladies piss me off. I don't know.
Woo!
You want to hear about this time I was supposed to do a drawing and they didn't give me all the specifications?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a rough one.
But I got my hair cut last week and the chick wasn't talking a lot and it makes me feel...
Oh, I want them to shut the fuck up.
I know, but it's fucking awkward. So I'm
I want them to up. And
what do I say? What do I say? Oh, yeah, God. Shut up. Get it done, and I'm out of there. I know the feeling.
I want him to shut up. I want him to stand behind me the whole time so I don't have to look at him.
I hate that fucking mirror. I don't care how I look. I'll go home and check it out. But you're looking in that mirror, and there they are looking at you and shit.
So. I like the mirror because they're usually looking at my head, so I don't really have to look at their face. Right. And it gives, I like kind of knowing what they're doing. And somehow, like, looking at the mirror is almost like having a TV to look at or something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're facing the whole rest of the fucking room, and you have to, like, look at all the other weird fat ladies cutting other people's hair. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so you were...
But everybody was chatting it up on my left, on my right, behind me, and I'm, like, sitting there. I felt like an asshole, so I'm like, I go, so, how's it going? You know, oh, it's going good. How's your day? You know, and I'm like, this is going to sound weird, but I've actually considered asking this, even though I know it's kind of an asshole thing to ask, but sometimes I come in and I don't know what I want to get, you know, haircut wise. And I think about asking, like, when you ask me, what do you want? And I say, can you make me look sexy? Kind of a joke, you know? Uh-huh. And she's like, oh man, you wouldn't believe how many guys do that. Not only that, but you wouldn't believe how many guys come in and say, hey, can you give me a haircut that looks like I haven't had a haircut?
Okay.
Or can you just cut the grays out? Or, man,
just cut the grays out? They just want holes left in their hair?
Just throwing this out there, I was done, and we had she was just talking about all these stories, and I kind of felt bad because, like, maybe her boss was around, and she's, like, talking shit about customers. I don't know. Maybe I got her in trouble. I don't know. But it lasted a good 20 minutes. It was kind of interesting.
Well, I can kind of understand the guys who come in and they say, can you cut my hair and make it not look like you cut my hair? Because I can understand that because I hate one of the things I hate about getting haircuts. I haven't actually gotten a haircut in years now.
Yeah.
Every time my hair has been cut, I've done it myself. Because I hate getting haircuts for two reasons. One, I'm never happy with it afterwards, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I hate the experience, but I'm never happy with it. Like, it always looks, I always feel like I look like the most boring, like, dad-esque dude after they cut my hair.
Yeah.
So one time, actually, you said, I've always thought about coming in and saying, could you make me look sexy?
Yeah.
Well, one time I went in to get my hair cut and I said, and they were like, how do you want it? And I was like, just do what you want. And they were like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just do what I trust you. Just do what you want. And they did. And it looked the same as it always does.
Really? No, Jesus.
Yeah. But I have done that and it didn't help.
Was a woman that did it? What a bitch. Like, you're giving her full control, creative control, and she's like, the usual.
Well, I mean, what's she going to do? Give me a mohawk? Do whatever you want. The sky's the limit. And then I walk out of there with extensions or something. Like, what is she going to do?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
I'm pretty sure what she basically did was fade it up the sides, leave it a little longer on top.
Thin it out, trim.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I hate haircuts. But what was that? Bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah.
We got it all on this haircut thing. So I got downtown, and I forget that downtown is such a downtown area. Like, it's when you're right in the heart of downtown, it could be Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty downtown-y. There are dark alleys and lots of faggots lined up at clubs.
Oh, yeah. Douchebags everywhere. You walk 50 feet, and there's another street, like... Like, literally, like, you walk block after block in minutes.
Yeah. There's a surprising amount of hot chicks in slutty club dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Which was nice, I guess. And I was early because the cab showed up early. Mm-hmm. Like, not early, but it showed up earlier than I expected it to. So I actually got there before John did. And I went into the club. It's this place called Stella's. And it's just packed. There's like no place to sit. There's no room at the bar. I walk all the way through the place trying to see if John's in there. Mm-hmm. And as far as I can tell, he's not. So I go back outside and I stand up against the wall waiting for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And I waited for a long time. And then eventually I see this guy come walking by that I kind of recognized. He was at the, I talked a couple episodes ago about going to see some live music.
Mm-hmm.
I went there with roommate John and some of his friends, and this guy was there. And so I see him coming up the sidewalk, and he's like, "Hey, you're John's roommate, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Is John in there?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't think so. I was in there earlier, and he wasn't in there, and I haven't seen him come by." So we decided to go in and just make sure he wasn't in there. And then some friend of this guy catches his eye and they start talking. So I just wander off to the back of the place, figure I'll look on my own. And there's John in the back of the bar,
all alone,
standing all by himself, drinking beer out of a mason jar. Cause this place like gives you drinks in mason jars. They also had a lot of arcade machines, which was kind of cool, or would have been kind of cool if it wasn't for the fact that it was packed.
Yeah.
But I'm like, "John, when did you get here?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I just, maybe 15 minutes ago or something.
Just before you showed up."
There's a door behind a row of arcade machines in the very back of the bar that I didn't know was back there. There's another entrance to the building.
He
came in
shit.
Through this like back alley entrance. But anyway, that place was too packed to hang out at, so we went to another bar called Pub 43 or something like that, which is a gay bar, I guess. But you wouldn't be able to tell. It wasn't like there's this gay bar Rumors that we went to. They had a foam night.
Yeah. And
that was like what every conservative Christian parent fears gay people are like. Yeah. It's like half naked people grinding up against each other, people dancing on pillars, and everybody's completely wasted, blaring house music. Everybody's fondling each other.
Yes.
It wasn't like that at this place. This was just a bar. It was funny too, because I didn't know it was a gay bar when we got there. And I went and I ordered a drink, and it was this older looking guy, like the kind of guy you would expect like in a movie or something to own a bar,
like cleaning a glass.
Yeah.
What can I get for you?
Yeah. And he gets me my drink and everything, and I go and I sit down and I drink a little bit, and that's when I find out it's a gay bar. And then I go back up for my second drink, and the same guy takes my order.
Yeah.
But it was blatantly obvious that he was gay at that point.
Hmm.
Like the first time I went up, I swear it was like, "What can I get you?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I'll take a picture of whatever." And then I go up the second time and it's like, "Hey, do you need another one?" Same guy. And I don't know if that's all in my head or what, but, but yeah, so really all it was me and John and that one other guy. That was everybody.
God damn.
That was the whole bachelor party.
God damn.
And we just sat around and drank and talked. And eventually we went to another bar and had a couple more drinks, and then we left, and John's friend drove us home. So it was pretty uneventful, but it was fun times.
Good times.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been more fun if you'd showed up. It was pretty sad without you there. You know? Like, we pretty much cried the whole night, but
I get that a lot. Yeah.
And then we drew pictures of you and burned them.
I hope so.
We drew pictures of you and burned them.
Don't bullshit me. I hope that's true. I'm a horrible,
horrible
man.
The only time you came up at all was when John said that you sent a very remorseful text or something.
I felt fucking horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I was embarrassed. I felt bad. It's just, there's no fucking excuse. I didn't know what to say. I was shutting down. It was the day after last week's podcast. We were up kind of late. I got 2 hours of sleep. It was a busy fucking work day. I got home, had to do fatherhood duties and all that shit when I got home. So it's like a job after a job. And then I was crashing. I was like dozing off, sitting there. It sucked.
Well, you should
fuck
pretty
you,
much
body.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I am.
John's friend is kind of interesting. He's Asian, so exotic.
Yeah.
and I guess he used to live in California, and he and some fraternity buddies used to rent mansions for the weekend and throw big parties.
One of those
I guess you
guys?
Can,
oh.
I guess you can do that out there. Like, you can rent a mansion for the weekend because it's like somebody's second home or something.
Yeah.
And they're not there most of the time. So it's like, yeah, we'll rent it out on the weekends.
Oh, my God. What would you do in a big-ass house like that?
Hide all of the valuable stuff from the douchebags you invite to this party?
I don't care what age you are. You'd have to play hide-and-seek in a mansion.
Maybe.
Fuck yeah.
Build a fort out of silk sheets.
Fuck yes.
And... he drove us home.
Yeah.
We were planning on getting a cab home, but he insisted on driving us home. And on the way home, I remember I was a little hazy. I was kind of drunk.
And bar to bar to bar, yeah.
And I remember talking for some reason about racial stereotypes. I don't think I brought it up.
Okay.
No.
But I was talking about how, like, Asian is not a bad ethnicity to be in terms of stereotypes. And then I said, well, there is that whole small penis thing. That's all I remember about the conversation on the ride home is me bringing up Asians having small penises.
Yeah.
But he seemed like a cool dude. And yeah, that was pretty much the night. Not a very eventful bachelor party. No strippers, no hookers.
Low key.
Yeah.
I think that's how John would like it.
Just a trio of boys.
Yeah.
John likes it.
His wild days are behind him. My God, we've had some good times. Man.
He's almost out of here.
Yeah.
He's getting married
June.
Yeah, he's getting married June 1st.
Yep.
And then the reception is the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and he's moving out. Like, I don't know exactly when he's planning on moving out. I think he's maybe going to be here for a little bit of June or maybe not. I know he said he was going to pay part of June's rent, yeah, but not the full half that he would normally pay. But yeah, then I'm going to be all by my lonesome.
How do you feel about that?
Mixed feelings. On the one hand, you know, I'll be sad for John to go. Yeah. I like John a lot.
Best roommate ever.
Yeah. He's a pretty good roommate to have. But on the other, and I'm a little sad to see half the rent money go away.
Yeah. Well,
but,
yeah.
But on the other hand, it'll be kind of nice, I think, because I know I need a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
And I have my own room, so I get it. I get plenty of alone time, but I stay in my room the vast majority of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I have basically written off the living room area and the kitchen and been like, John, those are your areas. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want with those. And he didn't, like, ask for that. That's just naturally how I did it.
Yeah.
I was just like, those are yours. Do whatever you want. And I don't know what I'm going to do with those areas when he's gone, but I do know that, like, there are certain things, it has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with me, but there are certain things that I don't do because he's here. Like, last week, before we did the show, but on show night, I was actually in a really good mood. Before I got all pissy.
Mm-hmm.
And I started cleaning up my room. My room is a fucking disaster. You're
telling me you cleaned up?
Yeah.
You were feeling great?
It didn't look like I cleaned up at all.
Yeah.
And the reason it didn't look like I cleaned up at all is because a lot of what I did was take out trash. And there was a lot of trash, and it was all in the closet. Because what I do is I'll trash the room all week. There'll be trash everywhere. And then on podcast night, I will gather up the trash. And if I'm not feeling super lazy, or if I'm not running out of time, I'll take it out to the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
If I am feeling super lazy, or I am running out of time because I took a nap or something and slept later than I meant to, I will just bag it up and shove it in the closet.
Yeah.
And I had several bags of trash that were just bagged up and shoved in the closet. And then they stay there partially because I'm lazy, and partially because for some reason I'm not comfortable taking a bag of trash out of my room, walking through the living room while John's sitting out there.
I don't get it.
I don't know why. It doesn't matter. Like, it's He doesn't care.
He like, wouldn't give a fuck.
Oh, you're taking out the trash? Are you faggot? he doesn't care. So it has nothing to do with him and everything to do with me. It's a weird me thing. And I tend to only do laundry when I'm home alone. Because for some reason, again, I don't like carrying a basket of laundry out through the living room when he's out there.
Yeah.
There's lots of things I just don't like.
Were you always this way?
Yes.
Like, always. Like,
yes.
Back to childhood, you just kind of preferred to be alone.
I need a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
Like I need time to recharge mentally, but also to like to be gross,
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
Like I need time to, for some reason to me, it's like weird and gross and not something I want to do in front of people to like carry bags of trash out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people to watch me do that. I don't know why. Same thing with laundry. It's dirty clothes. I don't know why. But it bothers me. And I need time and space to do that stuff without people watching me.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anybody else and everything to do with me. So that, like, it'll in a way, it'll be kind of a freeing
mm-hmm.
feeling. It'll be kind of liberating to have so much space and time to myself. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And, like, I can clean this room up. And, like, what I really need to do is drag a bunch of shit out of the room
mm-hmm.
and, like, clean everything up and then start putting things back. Cause that's like, for me at least, that's the best way to clean.
Yeah.
Is to, when it comes to like clutter, is to remove everything, take
yes.
everything apart and then get rid of what you need to get rid of, organize what you need to organize yep. and put it all back where it needs to be.
Yeah. Kind of like you're removing it or some shit.
Yeah. Cause when I try to clean this room from within this room, yeah. I feel like I'm just messing it all up. Like I'm just shuffling things around
in piles. Yeah.
What's yeah.
that? And, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. But once John's gone, I'll fucking rip this room apart. I'll gut it and it'll all be in other parts of the apartment. And then I'll start putting it back together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might move myself into his bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's my bedroom. And this will just be the studio room.
Studio. Yeah.
Which will be kind of nice. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be kind of a mixed feelings because I like John a lot and mm-hmm. I'll be sad to see him go, but it'll be kind of nice because I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah.
I'm a lone wolf, Orion.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody.
It's crazy. I remember first coming out here. It was my second year out in Grand Rapids and I lived in this house and I rented out a room and there were, I don't know, four rooms. But the first floor was separate from these other rooms. It was the same place Kyle and I lived at.
Yeah.
We lived together.
It was a house that was divided into apartments. And the
yeah.
first floor was like one apartment.
Yeah, it was
and
like
then
one section. Yeah.
There was a second floor that had a couple of apartments.
Yeah.
And then there was like an attic that had been converted into two apartments or one?
Two. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. But I remember there were these three guys that lived in the first floor. That was the most expensive because it was the whole first floor of the house.
It was basically like having a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in this studio and I was very lonely and I'd go to do laundry in the basement and I'd go outside, go to the back of the house. There was this stairway down kind of like in Home Alone
mm-hmm.
and you enter this, the basement and there were the washing machine and whatnot. And I'd be in there and I wouldn't like wash or put the shit in the washer and then go back upstairs for some reason. I just sit there.
Really?
I don't know why. And I'd hear, I don't know, because there was a door to go outside, which is where I came in to do laundry. But there was also a door that inside the basement that led to that first floor
mm-hmm.
for those three guys that so they didn't have to go outside to, you know, go to the basement.
Yeah.
They just went downstairs. And I'd hear them, you know, walking around. And they were cool guys. They loved to hang with me. They gave me weed and all kinds of booze and all kinds of shit. And they fed me. And great guys. And they'd kind of, like, they'd open the door to maybe they, like, stored their empty beer cans down there. And I'd kind of hear them coming down. And I'd kind of hope for some kind of interaction. Like, oh, they're coming down. Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh,
really?
But they wouldn't. And they'd just shut the door and keep talking, you know. To each other upstairs, and I'm like, I was the saddest motherfucker.
Wow.
I was never like, oh, don't come down here. I'm not in the fucking mood. Oh.
I guess
I
do get
lonely, man. I couldn't do what you need to do.
I do get lonely sometimes, but it's usually like
Am I confusing the two? Because there's got to be a difference. Like, you don't want to be alone all the time, obviously.
Right.
But you need a lot of it.
But I need a lot of, like, I couldn't, I would, I don't do well when I have to be, like, around people all the time.
Yeah.
I guess I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
Because I get worn out.
Yeah.
I get stressed out and worn out from spending, like.
Talk to people on your own terms, yeah.
If I, yeah, yeah. And I need a, like, I don't know. I don't like camping trips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Partially just because I don't like camping trips.
Yeah.
But partially because I don't like there's like things that go along with it. Like it, either bathing in rivers or lakes, or if you're like at a campsite that has a shower, you have to go to that fucking shower.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a part of me that wants to just tough it out and wait until I get home and then clean myself. But if you're there for too long, you can't do it. Then I get super uncomfortable with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I need a lot of time to like repair myself is what it feels like. Like I need to be able to go home, sit by myself for a while, relax, recharge.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a way it's part of the reason I'm so bad at, sticking with things.
Yeah.
Because, why I'm so bad at doing things, you know, like I have tons of free time, but I feel like I have none.
Yeah.
But I'm never doing anything, but I still feel like I have no free time. And it's because I spend all day at work, like 8 hours a day at work, and it just takes it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because if I didn't have to work, I would never put myself in that environment. If I didn't have to do it to make money, not just because I don't like the work, but like everything about the place, I would never go there.
Mind numbing.
I would never go there and sit, not just mind numbing, but like having to deal with people in this weird professional way. And I just, I would never do that voluntarily. And so it just takes it out of me. And I feel like I need time to like recharge, sometimes days.
Yeah.
Like if I take a week off, like the first 3 days, I won't do anything. I'll just sit around and play on the internet and whatever. And then maybe the fourth day I'll be like, okay, I should do this. And maybe I'll start drawing a picture or making a song or whatever.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like I feel like I need a lot of time to just like reset and regroup.
The days seem to go by so fast. Giving yourself 2 days is never enough. It feels like 2 days went by? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like half a day went by. Like if I were a kid, you know, like, and that has nothing to do with it, but the days just go, like weeks go by and it's like, where the fuck did it go? There's no way. And people do this. They split up their time,
yeah.
You know, and like at this time I'll do this. And at this time I'll do this. And I have 2 hours at the end of the night. Oh my God, 2 hours. Ooh, myself. Ooh, sweet.
Well, yeah, there are definitely people who like make way better use of their time. And I think it's because they don't feel the same way.
They don't experience it going.
They're not
light speed.
Well, it's not that it goes. It's not that it goes too fast. It's that like there's just large periods of time where I don't feel like I can really do anything. I feel broken.
Are we distracted?
I don't
by nothing. Like
I feel just. I feel cloudy.
I can't just stop.
That's how I feel. I feel cloudy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like I've been at work all day doing worky stuff, and I don't feel sharp. Like I don't. I feel like I just need to stare at a wall or something. I mean, I lost my train of thought though. I was going to say something. What was it? Oh no, I hate it when I do this.
We were talking about, you know, being cloudy.
It was before that.
Before that.
Yeah, because I think I was trying to say it, but you were in the middle of saying something.
God damn
it. No, it wasn't your fault. You were in the middle of saying something. It would have been rude to interrupt. I forget what it was though. What were we talking about before that? You were talking about time flying by. Mm-hmm.
Light speed and
yeah, but it was before that even, I think.
Were we talking about your work? Mind numbing, not just that. Just that environment. It
had something to do with days off and how much time it takes.
Yeah. 2 days is never enough.
Yeah.
The people that organize their time.
No, that was later.
Break it up.
Oh no.
We should take a quick break, listen back, and then it'll come to you.
No. I guess it wasn't important.
All right.
Oh, no. Now it's going to bug me.
Universal rule. The more you think about it, the less likely it's going to come back to you. So if we move on. Oh, there it is. I bet it was kind of relevant and important.
I know I wanted to say it. It probably is stupid. And when I finally remember what it was, I'm going to feel like an idiot for wasting so much time trying to think of it. But it's going to bug me if I don't remember what it was. So it had something to do with days. It's
before the people that break up their time, but after talking about your job.
Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck did I interrupt with?
I don't think you interrupted. I think you were talking and I was trying to interrupt, which is rude.
No, that's...
What were you talking... I was talking about how I need a lot of time. I said maybe 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth day, I'll feel like doing something.
Yep, you feel sharp. Yep.
Well, whatever it was, I don't remember. But there are days when I feel like... I feel sharp. I feel like doing something. I feel like I can do something. Mm-hmm. But most days aren't like that. Most days I feel that cloudy headed feeling.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like if I tried to do anything, it would be garbage. And I have tried, and it usually is garbage, or at least it seems that way to me at the time. So whatever.
Oh, I feel that cloudy feeling too. And part of me wants to just go outside, sit there and just sit there, you know, in silence, and like maybe time will kind of feel like it's slowing down and I can stop and think. And that usually works, but I'm like, I'm too fucking addicted to the internet. I'm like, why the fuck would I go outside and waste more time? I gotta find something funny or relevant or, you know, cool on the internet.
For me, it's not really that time feels like it go. I mean, that's, I guess that's part of it, but it's not really that it feels like time goes too fast. Like I do sometimes wish I could stop time.
Yeah.
But I wish I could stop time so that I could basically take those 3 days.
Yeah.
But it's not like if only time wasn't flying by right now, by the end of the night, I would be ready.
It's always a countdown with me to the point where I need to go to bed and I'm like, but there's something about 7 and 8 p.m. When it's 7 something, I got all fucking night. When it's 8, it's like, oh shit. I got just a few hours here, you know, and then I got to get ready to collect everything, clean up, and go to bed.
For me, it's more like 10.
Yeah.
No. But see, I really should be going to bed at 10, and I still stay up till basically midnight every night. And I used to stay up till like 3 in the morning, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I've completely lost my train of thought. Do you want to take a break?
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break.
Break! Hello. Have you ever found yourself saying, I have too much money? How is a gentleman supposed to appreciate the finer things in life with all of this unnecessary clutter getting in the way? Well, fear not, friends, for I have found the solution. I just had a terrible thought. You see, there's this thing among the proletariat called debt. It eats money, and they have lots of it. Send your extraneous cash to the boys at Itch Hat, and they will make it disappear. Just click the donate button on the main page at IJustHadATerribleThought.com. I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only monetary sinkhole on the internet.
Hey everybody, welcome back from the break.
Welcome back.
We're back and we're sunshiny again. I am so very tired right now, Ryan.
Yeah.
And I'm getting
fucking sick of it.
I
know.
I am always so, like, there's no better time to do this. This show.
There is.
But I lately especially, I'm always ready for bed halfway through the fucking show. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let it make me mad. I'm not going to let it make me mad, everybody. Instead, I'm going to be very positive, and I'm going to let you know that I remembered the thing I wanted to say during the last part of the show.
Yes, what was it?
That crazy thing. It's so important.
We were talking about needing time to recharge and stuff. And the thing I was going to say, and it was not important, as predicted, was that I often turn down social invitations.
Yeah.
Like, John invites me out to do stuff all the time, and I usually tell him no, because it's usually during the week, and it's during times when I just feel like I need to do nothing.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because it's not necessarily that I don't want to do the things he's asking me to do. Like, if I had Sunday through Saturday off, and he asked me to do this thing on Thursday, I would probably say yes.
Yeah.
But because it's, like,
during a work week and it's on a weekday.
And you're spent.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not going out with you to do that.
I don't know. Have you ever done that? Like went, you know what? Fuck it. Because I have. And I'm like the worst person to hang out with when I do. So I'm almost like, I feel like I'm kind of doing everybody a favor by saying, okay, I'm tired. I wish I wasn't, but I will make everyone miserable.
It could kind of go either way with me. Like when I do say, you know what, fuck it. I always say no to everything. I'll say yes this time. It could go either way. Sometimes I have a good time, but it still takes it out of me. And then I'm that much more, you know, out of it. And other times, I'm just a fucking party pooper. I just sit there and like count down the minutes till I can go home.
Nothing's funny.
But yeah, so that was the thing.
All right.
That was the grand fucking thing I had to say, was that I sometimes don't go out. So what do you think we should do now? Because we have a bunch of stuff we didn't do from last week. We have, you know, Facebooks and Twitters and all that stuff. And I had a bunch of those give them a voice things that I was supposed to do that I didn't get to. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that. How are you feeling?
I have a headache.
Okay.
And I'm tired, but I'm not mad.
Okay.
So that's something.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So this is my segment. It's called Give Him a Voice, and it goes a little something like this.
Give him a voice. Give him a voice. Give that nigga a voice. Yeah.
Give Him a Voice is a segment where people give me characters, descriptions of characters, and then I have to try to come up with a voice for them. Because I'm a professional voice actor. Mm-hmm. And actually, I meant to mention this last week, but, you know, I went insane. But roommate John, we were talking before the episode last week, and roommate John was like, I'm not entirely sure what the point of this segment is. Like, is it supposed to be like Stump Kyle?
Yeah.
Or, and no, the point, like that, it actually surprised me that he thought that was what the point was. I thought it was kind of clear when I said, like, don't go crazy with accents or anything, that I wasn't trying to get you to come up with a voice I couldn't do. Like, what a horrible segment that would be.
Yeah.
Come up with a voice I can't do. Okay, so I just don't then, I guess?
Yeah. I can't do it. Whoa,
the winner! We have a winner! That's not to say necessarily that you have to be like, could Kyle do this? Let's come up with something Kyle could do. But no, it's more meant to be, you come up with a character, and then I have to try to come up with a voice that would fit that character. Mm-hmm. That's the exercise, is me trying to come up with a voice that would match the description you gave. Mm-hmm. Not you trying to fuck with me. Yeah.
This would be like an actual audition. Here you are, Mr. Aldridge.
Kind of, yeah.
All right. Okay.
But I figured I should explain that if it was confusing roommate John, then it's probably confusing other people too. Where
were we?
Well, we left off doing the Chimera thing.
Yes.
And we kind of did that one. And that one, it's a lion and a goat and a snake.
And the lion was supposed to sound kind of like this, but it's
I was having trouble, and it's one that takes a little bit to find.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta get loud.
It's kind of supposed to be like this, but it's also supposed to have a growl to it, like that.
Yeah.
So it's,
hello, my name is Orion's mother.
I don't know. The problem a lot of times is coming up with something to say. But I don't want to do that one, because that was the mean one that made me sad last week. So there are other things to go to. There were a couple in voicemails. There were a couple on the Twitter, and there was one on the Facebook. So I guess where should I start? Facebook, Twitter, or voicemails?
Facebook.
Okay. Spin the wheel of always lands on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't have the Facebook pulled up. Way to go, Ryan. Let's see. Fucking timeline. Okay, there it is.
All right.
It's like hidden away. Okay. So this is my old roommate, Mike. He says, I have a suggestion for Kyle and the Give It a Voice segment. Try doing a gay, effeminate-sounding male hippie whose boyfriend is a burly lumberjack. You're in turmoil over breaking up with him because of he cuts down trees, but you love seeing his sweaty wood. I mean him getting sweaty chopping wood. Orion can be the lumberjack.
Oh, boy. All right.
So I'm an effeminate gay hippie, and you're a lumberjack, And man, do I have a boner for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you cut down trees and I'm a tree hugger.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad. So, gay and effeminate. Mike would ask me to do something gay and effeminate.
Nope. These two wouldn't hook up. This is unrealistic.
Come up with a better premise, asshole. Okay. So, I have a little trouble with the gay voice, actually, sometimes, because I kind of turn it into something else. Like, I don't know, like a little kid or something.
Yeah.
And it's a hippie, so does it need to be a little bit like, man,
yeah.
But also gay?
You got to say man a lot.
Hey, man, oh my God, Orion, are you just going to be Orion? Come up with a lumberjack name.
I got a lumberjack name.
What's your lumberjack name?
Oh, my name? Carl.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, you know how I feel about cutting down trees.
It's my job.
I know. Couldn't you get it like a nice job at like a coffee shop or something?
It's not that easy.
How are we ever supposed to be together if you're destroying nature?
I don't judge you based on your...
That's because everything I do is good for the planet.
I love flannel. The fuck off.
What are you doing for Mother Nature? What have you done lately for Gaia?
Fuck Mother Nature.
No, we don't fuck Mother Nature, Carl. We make love to Mother Nature.
Do you have any fucking idea what society would be like without me cutting down some fucking trees?
Language. And I do have an idea of what society would be like without you cutting down trees. It would be fabulous.
Plastic everything? That's even more gay than us.
Plastic is worse. I would rather you cut down the entire Amazon rainforest than have to use plastic. Plastic is the worst. It's poison. It's chemicals. It's artificial. It's everything I hate in life. No, wood is better than plastic. The problem is that you have to hurt those innocent trees in order to get wood. I use hemp because hemp is the fish of the plant world. It has no feelings.
That's a good point.
What just happened?
Well, I'm gay, so I gotta throw in a little.
Oh, that's true. You are a faggot.
I have the gay tick.
Have I ever told you that you're my favorite faggot?
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're like a little bundle of twigs. You're like a cute little. I just want to wrap you up in a bow and throw you in a fire.
That wasn't very nice.
A cleansing fire.
Okay.
And scene. I don't know if that was any good, but. So there's one down.
Hey! Thank you, roommate Mike.
That one, I feel like that's cheating, though. Like, be a gay guy.
Yeah.
Be a gay stereotype. Silly. Okay, so, I feel like that's cheating. But that's one down. That was the only one on the Facebook. Then there are two on the Twitter and two in the voicemail.
I want to leave the voicemails for last.
So, Twitter. What am I looking at here? The Twitter is just full of stuff, so I got to find them. May have gone back too far. Okay. Dolphin Hands Tiger says, give him a voice. Oscar Dibblethorpe, a Downsy elementary school janitor who tries to be friends with all of the children. Okay. Downsy. Retard voices are actually hard.
Yeah.
I think like my retard voice usually comes out sounding almost more like a deaf person. Which is rude to deaf people. Luckily, they can't hear it. Oscar.
Hello, my name is Oscar. Yeah, this is my Downsy voice. Hello, I just want to clean up all the puke after gym class when they make the fat kids run. They make the fat kids run too many miles, and then they puke. And then I like to clean it up because I like to see what they ate that day. This person had hot dogs, and this person does not chew very well. But I feel like maybe a Downsy needs to have a deeper voice. Like, I don't know.
He's a little more lonely. Yeah. He's a janitor, right? Yeah.
Hey, kids. How's school today?
I need a kid if I'm trying to be friends with all the kids.
Yeah.
You have to be a kid.
Oh, hey, Billy. How's math class?
I could really go for a cigarette. Could you spot me one?
Oh, no, I don't. Those are bad for you.
Oh, you flake.
No, okay. I don't, I, Meet me here after school and I'll bring you a cigarette.
Yeah.
What is a cigarette?
What is this?
Yeah, what is a cigarette? All I know is my mom said when I was a little kid, somebody at school said, "Hey, do you want to smoke a cigarette?" And I said to my mom, "Mom, what's a cigarette?" And my mom said, "That is bad. Cigarette is bad. Cigarette is ugly. You do not want a cigarette." So what is a cigarette?
Oh. Cigarette makes you...
Hug time!
Yeah, okay. Get off me.
Oscar. I love you.
Oscar, get off me.
I love you.
Not again. Hug time. I love hugging you, Oscar, but...
I can hug hard. I can hug real hard.
No, Oscar. No. People are going to start saying things.
Have you seen my washcloth?
No, I haven't seen your washcloth, Oscar.
I had a washcloth.
You never had a washcloth.
I know I had a... I drew a face on it. And I named it Freddie Prinze Jr. after my favorite actor. Have you seen Freddie Prinze Jr.?
I haven't seen Freddie, Oscar.
Did you see the Scooby-Doo movie?
That was like 10 years ago, Oscar.
Do you want to see a Scooby-Doo movie? Because I have Scooby-Doo in the janitor's closet on VHS.
How do you feel about squirrels,
Oscar? I think they're sneaks.
That's what I thought, because I see you.
They're jokey jokes. They play jokey jokes on me. I go outside and I try to sweep up the leaves, and the squirrels, they just run around and they jump on my hair, and they run around in my hair, and then they jump back off, and I say, "Squirrels, why can't we be friends?" And then they throw acorns. They throw acorns at me.
You told me that squirrels and birds should be friends. Well, they're
squirrels and
friends.
Squirrels and birds can't be friends. Billy, squirrels and birds can't be friends. It's like black people and Koreans. That's what my grandma said anyway. So, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, let's go watch some Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, you are good. I like a dog for you now. You know that song?
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr., here we come.
That was a bad retard voice, but that's too dumb.
It was good. You know why?
Why?
Because it wasn't over the top.
Nah, it was pretty bad.
It was subtle.
I think, you know what I think I should have done is watch some videos of people with Down syndrome to try to figure out how they talk. Look the same. They must talk the same.
There's so many degrees of Down, though.
No, not physically.
You're third degree.
You know, and I'm first degree.
First degree tard belt. I'm a yellow third degree belt. Down belt. All right, so that's two down. Let's see. What else? We just knock them all out with mediocre voices. Got another one. Oh, yeah. See, there's one from I'm Kilo somewhere, unless it's disappeared. Give a voice to, this is I'm Kilo, give a voice to a friend of your dad's similar age/upbringing, asking Orion where peppermint versions of grocery store items are.
Wait, what? Peppermint versions of grocery stores.
Store items.
Okay.
Yeah. So a guy my dad's age with a similar upbringing. Yeah. So somebody who says seen all the time instead of saw.
Ain't.
Yeah. Let's see. How does my dad talk? My dad talks kind of like me, but cruder. Yeah. Not in terms of language, but in terms of, like, I don't know, the way he almost kind of has a weird, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost a southerny kind of thing because it's a little hillbilly-y almost. Like when my dad calls me on the phone and like leaves a voicemail.
Oh man, yeah.
Hey Kyle, this is your dad, and this is your dad.
Yeah.
It's the way he says your dad.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So.
All right.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Yes.
You know where the peppermint maple syrup is?
Oh,
that's too southern.
Do you know where the peppermint maple syrup is?
Yeah, it's going to be over with our other maple syrups over in our serving
No, lab. I looked there already.
Oh. Well, we do have this specialty section just a few aisles down. It's not going to be in the aisle, but on the back side.
Is that like with the world foods?
No, it's gluten-free.
No, I can't have gluten-free because I'm allergic to non-gluten.
Oh, not gluten-free.
Yeah, I have a gluten deficiency. I need as much gluten as I can get.
It's probably going to be in another department. I haven't seen it here in my area, but okay. I'll go give him a call. You got a minute?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll just be waiting here.
Okay. Yeah, they said it's going to be, by the peanuts, but we're all out.
Okay. Oh, you're all out.
So in theory, if you're coming back later this week, we should have it in theory.
Do you know where I could find some peppermint cocoa puffs?
I've never heard of those.
I'm pretty sure I've bought them here before.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
I looked next to the regular cocoa puffs.
Well, I can tell you this: if it is a cereal,
not a cereal. No, it's a pancake batter.
That's a stumper.
It's a pancake batter.
Pancake batter.
Yeah.
Peppermint
cocoa puffs. Puff
pancake
batter. Yeah, it's got a kind of a minty green bird on it.
Okay. I know that aisle, our cereal aisle pancake. I haven't seen it. It might be just a few aisles back in our specialty section. Not in the last aisle, but on the back side with our gluten-free.
All right, well, let me take a note of that. I'm going down my list here. Do you know where the peppermint eggs are?
Those,
I need peppermint eggs.
Peppermint eggs.
Eggs.
I'm going to be frank with you, sir. You're just fucking with me, aren't
no,
you?
No, no.
Pardon my
peppermint
language.
Eggs.
Pardon my language, but
I need peppermint eggs for making peppermint scrambled eggs.
I have a suggestion. You could,
You ever have a peppermint omelet?
Never.
They do a great peppermint omelet down at the IHOP.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
That does sound yummy. I'm sure.
Scramble up some peppermint eggs. It's they're green peppermint eggs. It's like green eggs and ham.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was inspired by green peppermint eggs. Anyway, they use the green peppermint eggs and they put those after dinner mints inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they fold it over.
Oh, that sounds good.
They put some peppermint syrup on top.
I haven't taken my lunch yet, so yeah, you're making me very hungry. I'll have to try that sometime.
So where are the peppermint eggs?
If we have them, which I'm pretty certain we do not, feel free to swing by our egg section up in
no,
there.
No, they just wouldn't be with the regular eggs because they wouldn't be refrigerated.
Oh, non-refrigerated.
Yeah, because they're not real eggs.
Hmm.
They're made in a factory.
Hmm. Well, let me, you got a minute? I'll walk you over to our
world foods. Sure.
The world foods. It's an area that we don't exactly stock. They have these vendor guys come in and out.
It might be with the, British food.
British food. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. World foods. Let's take a walk.
I don't know if they eat them there. It just seems like something they would eat.
All right. Well, if you could stop holding my hand, I'll show you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get lost easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I get real afraid. I'm afraid of open. I'm agoraphobic. I'm working through it with my therapist, but I am afraid of wide open spaces. So if we could just be as close as possible to each other right now, I'd appreciate it.
You smell nice. I just want to throw that out there.
Peppermint.
Peppermint. Yes.
Yeah.
Peppermint. It's all kind of
peppermint shampoo. Now. Peppermint deodorant.
Okay. Okay.
Peppermint body wash.
All right. Well, here we are.
Peppermint balms, salves.
Here we are, British section. Let me just take a gander.
Oh, no. You know what? I was thinking Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah.
We.
I always do that, you know, because they worship the Queen. I get them confused because they worship the Queen, same as the Brits.
We got rid of our Canadian section. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No,
I know. It's as soon as you like something, they just take it away. You know, they find ways.
I'm going to write a letter to my congressman.
You should do that.
Or my prime minister.
You should do that because me here, you know, I complain and nobody hears me because I work here. So
You might get something done doing
well,
that.
Well, you can't be out of everything on my list. Do you know where the peppermint cutlets are at?
Those, well, let me make a suggestion. We have these peppermints here in this British section. Very popular. If you just take some cutlets and mix them with these little popular mints, oh,
no,
you can't go wrong.
It's peppermint cutlets. It's a different thing. It's like peppermint.
I know for a fact I've been working here a while. Just telling you, just throwing it out there.
I'm just looking for some bone-in peppermint. Mm. Like peppermint drumsticks.
That's going to be...
peppermint pig's feet, but like a peppermint pig, not like pig's feet that have been pepperminted.
You might not believe me. And I get that. You know, the earrings, you know.
Yeah.
You see me and you're like...
You know, I wasn't going to say anything.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's so full of...
I wasn't going to say anything, but you do look like you're on the road to hell. Yeah.
But if I could make a suggestion, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're gonna think I'm crazy. But on the other side of the store, it's like a 2-mile hike. I'm sorry. But they're over on this end cap in our toy department. Who knew? You know, but...
You know, I looked there already. It was the first place I looked.
Okay, well...
usually I can find the eggs in with the Legos.
With the Legos.
Okay. Yeah, they're usually in with the Lego. I think they're made in the same factory.
You're gonna think I'm crazy. We discontinued Legos. They just weren't
really
selling. Yeah, they weren't selling. You know, technology these days, it's iPods and all that.
Well, that's fair enough. How are they supposed to compete with Mega Bloks?
It's upsetting. Like how could you get rid of Legos, you know?
I know.
Classic,
right?
Yeah. You played with Legos, right?
Sure.
All right, yeah. Where have you gotten the peppermint Legos before?
I didn't say anything about peppermint Legos.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused.
Peppermint eggs. So you're thinking about waffles now because of the syrup earlier. You're thinking Eggos.
Oh, yeah.
I said eggs, and then I said Legos. You're thinking Lego my Eggo.
Mm, yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Mm. Speaking of peppermint bacon.
I don't need
any right now, but my wife likes it, so I thought maybe if you know where it's at.
Oh, I know how that is. Yeah, the wife. Yeah, they send you in blind, right?
Yeah, if I don't come home with these peppermint eggs, I'm going to be in the doghouse.
Oh, I hear you. They don't give you a brand or anything.
And it ain't even a peppermint doghouse. It's a spearmint doghouse.
Oh, no.
She's my wife, and I love her, but sometimes I don't understand that woman.
Yeah, women, right?
Spearmint doghouse.
Mm, women.
Disgusting.
Yeah, we don't carry those.
Women and scene.
Mm-hmm.
That one that I ended up making that one kind of southern, which is because really giving a voice to a friend of my dad's who's of a similar age and upbringing would basically just mean talking like me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't think a guy my dad's age sounds a lot older than me.
Yeah.
And my dad pretty much talks like me.
Yeah.
Just a little dumber.
My dad will throw in that southern accent. Just, it's like he's trying to be friendly, you know. Hey, how you doing there, bud? How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Well, it's like whenever I worked in any retail jobs, I would always say, have a good one. And I'd say it like that.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Like, for some reason, that phrase needs to be said.
It's burnt into like our fucking brains. Like, that's the most friendly way you can go about responding.
Yep. Have a good one. How you doing today? Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I felt like I needed to do that when I was working at like 7-Eleven.
I can see your dad being friends with someone like that because it'd be so hard to disagree with someone that they'd just be like, and agree with everything. Yep.
French fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for the Twitter. Now there are two voicemail ones.
All right.
And this is going to take a second because now I got to look through voicemails from a week ago. I believe this is from Duve. Oh, minute. I forgot to set Skype up to work. Right. And a one and a two and a three and now it should work.
Yo, what up? It's Duve. Just a couple quick things. First of all, glad to hear that Myth Nick is back and alive and whatnot. So that's great. It's a bummer about your dad. It's always rough when somebody who you're a fan of in general comes at you with something like that they just believe some sort of ridiculous nonsense and I don't know. I don't know if there's really anything you can do. I mean, you can point him towards stuff that debunks anything he might be believing at this point, and hopefully he comes to his senses. But I wish you the best in that endeavor. Thank you for checking out the commercial, giving me and the commercial some love. New segment, Give Him a Voice. Love it. Absolutely love it. Ignatius P. Redenbacher was pretty much totally awesome. Character was very technically solid. We got to see how he reacted in different kinds of situations. Basically it passes what I like to refer to as the phone test, in that if you had called me as Ignatius P. Redenbacher, I would have completely believed that this was some guy calling me, maybe from like a telemarketing service. I would not have recognized you at all. So well done there. I suppose I should contribute. Let's see. How about this? Instead of giving you a character, I'm going to do something that's called working from a center. I want you to imagine that... I'll give you two of them. One, I want you to imagine that your stomach is a big sponge and that it's slowly soaking up water and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Put a voice to that. See how that person would talk. And then how about... imagine that your hands are like circular saw blades and try to put a voice to that. Try to give that character a voice. All right. Keep up the good work and peace out. Bye.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So Dave, the real voice guy around these parts, wants me to do these crazy things. The first one he said was to imagine that my stomach is a big sponge and it's soaking up with water.
Getting larger and larger.
But in order to do that, you and I need to have some kind of a conversation.
Yes.
So, Orion, how are you today?
Good.
Good. It's nice to see you again.
Good to see you. I heard about your condition.
Yeah, it's this rare thing where... my stomach is a big sponge and it slowly fills up with water. It's kind of boring, but it's, I keep having to go get squeezed out. Yeah. You know, once a day I have to go and get squeezed. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is that like a gross process?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, what is it? I just kind of swell up and, I kind of swell up and it's kind of hard to walk. You know, I kind of waddle around a little bit.
Yeah, you sound like a waddler. Yeah,
I just kind of waddle and I burp a lot.
Sound bloated.
Yeah, I just kind of get bloated. You know, it's kind of
getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Look at you. You should really.
Oh.
No shit. Like, yeah. No bullshit. You should really take a look in the mirror. Oh, man.
You ever drink way too much chocolate milk?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that.
Oh.
Only without the relief of the explosive diarrhea. Oh, there's no way to get it out without a good...
You're looking rough, and I smell something. This is serious. You need to call the
doctor. What do you smell?
Oh, it's like a cheese.
I'm sorry.
But plasticky. It's like you're...
I don't think that has anything to do with my condition. I microwaved a burrito earlier.
Oh, that must be it. It's just on your upper lip. I'm talking way too close.
Got it. Yeah, you should probably back away because I'm going to start spraying.
Okay.
Oh, any second now, there's just going to be water all over the place. Oh, God. Oh, the room's going to fill up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we're both going to die.
Can somebody call... Somebody call 911.
Somebody call a car wash and tell them to bring a squeegee. Because I'm just filling.
Somebody call a car wash and put this man to work.
I'm just filling to the brim. I feel like the Kool-Aid man right now.
I think that's as full of water as I can get.
Yeah. I like it.
And what was the other one? I have to pretend I have circular saw blades for hands.
Yes.
That one is curious because that would in no way affect my voice, except maybe it would make me vibrate. But
if this was like a character.
Yeah, I guess that's the idea. A character who would have buzzsaw blades for hands.
We have this animated series and we have this character and he's got circular saw blades for hands. We just need to find the right voice.
It's so open-ended. I guess there are a few ways you could look at it. Yeah. Like you could be like, okay, this is a guy who has circular saw blades for hands and that's like how they've always been,
yeah,
and that's like a part of who they are. Mm-hmm. Or it could be like a guy who like wakes up one day and has circular saw blades for hands, and he's like, what the fuck, I have circular saw blades for hands. But I assume the first is more like what he was going for.
Yeah.
So when I think of somebody who has circular saw blades for hands, I kind of think of somebody with sort of a buzzy sort of voice.
Yeah.
Maybe something a little edgy, kind of harsh like this. Maybe they talk really fast all the time because they're, you know, I have circular saw blades for hands and those are fast moving blades, you know, something kind of like that. Or maybe even higher pitched than that, you know, maybe something like kind of like this.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, you want to see what I can do with my saw blades?
Yes, I would.
Okay, give me your hand.
All right.
Oh, that hurts. Oh. The problem with a voice like that is it makes me cough. Mm. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having no fingers?
Not cool. Not cool.
Give me your other hand.
All right.
Oh, oh, you did it again. You really have no fingers.
That was so silly.
I am going to cough a lot.
I picture like a, yeah, that was like a villain. Because why would a superhero have circular saw blades?
Why would a superhero have circular saw blades for hands? Shut up, Orion. You're stupid.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anything better to say. And I guess this isn't the only, I mean, this is just me talking, but with a high-pitched, kind of buzzy sort of voice. But there could be kind of a more of a, like an accent sort of thing to it. Or
yeah.
Like a different way of pronouncing things. Like maybe.
There we go.
Maybe I live down on a farm. Maybe, you know, maybe I used to be a piece of farm equipment. You know, maybe I'm a robot. Maybe I used to be used for cutting down trees. Or maybe I used to work in a wood shop. Or maybe.
You build barns.
Yeah, I used to build a lot of barns back in the day. And then nobody needed barns anymore because all these factories started sprouting up. And people started building high-rise buildings. And I just want to buzz everything down.
All right. And now you work for the...
And now I work for 4-H. Now I work with kids.
Yeah, you're that... You're actually in the on the police force and you work with kids. Yeah, you go and visit.
I work on the police force. I'm a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Officer friendly.
I like to adopt little kids and replace their hands with saw blades.
Yes.
And then I teach them to love.
That's the only way.
I
don't know.
I can't think of very many things to say in this voice, but I think this is a pretty good voice for a guy with buzz saws for bands.
Absolutely. I like it.
Okay. And there's one more.
All right.
And it is from Sean Ryan, I believe. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Skype, organize your shit better. I think it's this one. This one.
Hey, Edge Hatch. This is Sean Ryan from AlphaCounter.com. Kyle, last week you did amazing voices, no matter what you think. I tried to make it easy by having the accent be vague and then the scene be very specific, but I'm going to try a different approach this time. How about an old-timey drill sergeant is trying to motivate Orion to build a gingerbread house? Looking forward to hearing it.
This is another one that's going to make me cough.
Oh, no.
An old-timey drill sergeant. Now, what does old-timey drill sergeant mean?
Sounds...
Because I immediately think of, like, of
the
drills...
opposite. Yeah, like, one's very mean and loud and...
Well, that's... that. I don't know what he meant by old-timey, because I immediately was picturing, like, the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
But old-timey, like...
Like, play him off, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, hey there, Orion. I can't think of a way to merge a drill sergeant with old-timey. Well, hey there, Orion. How about you? What am I supposed to? How about you get to building that gingerbread house? But I don't know how to merge that with a drill sergeant.
I can't. I'm tired.
God damn it, Orion. I'm going to need you to build that gingerbread house.
I ran out of candy.
What are you, some kind of candy-ass faggot? Grab yourself some peppermints and some gumdrops and put that shit together.
Yes, sir.
On the double.
Oh, yes, sir.
You maggot. I want to see them Teddy Grahams floating on peppermint flotation devices in a frosting sea.
Teddy Grahams are floating, sir.
Hoist the mainsail, faggot.
It's too drill sergeant. Old-timey. It just doesn't...
I don't know how to make it old-timey and also be a drill sergeant.
Hey, you...
Well, hey there, faggot.
Yeah.
Well, hey there, faggot. How about you and I go and build a gingerbread house? What are you, some kind of maggot?
You're doing that all wrong, see?
You're doing it all wrong, see? Orion. I don't know how to make
Listen, son, I mean faggot.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my faggot. Build a gingerbread house.
There we go. Yeah.
I mean, I can do a drill sergeant, I guess, but I don't know how to make it old timey.
Yeah. I don't know, Sean. I don't know.
See, you keep blaming, sometimes it is their fault, but you keep blaming them.
I know, I need to stop
that. If they come up with an idea and I can't do it, that just means I can't do it. Yeah. It doesn't mean that they fucked up.
That's right.
Unless,
that's goddamn right.
Unless it's, hey, Kyle, do a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all sweaty and tired and I have a headache. But there we go. We did all the voices, kinda.
Yeah.
Dave, if you were impressed with Ignatius P. Redenbacher, prepare to be disappointed. Of course, by this point, you will have already been disappointed. So that's all the give him a voice stuff.
All right.
There's other stuff that I have to sift through to find from last week. Let's see. Let's go to the Facebook.
Facebook. Last week.
Devin Coleman says, so, in Groundhog Day, after a certain amount of time, Phil Connors must have raped a lot of people. And eating a lot of people. All kinds of dark things. When you live the same day over and over with no consequences, morals must go out the window pretty quickly. I'm sure you can find a question or suggestion in there somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I could see... It, oh, go ahead.
I thought long and hard about this, because day after day after day, this will go on for, what, like years, right? Years and years. You're going to lose your shit, so there's different levels of losing your shit after you've fucked every woman, after you've fucked every woman, after dying in every possible way, you know, after like kind of losing your shit and finding sick ways to fuck your own family. You know, at this point, you're
sick ways to fuck your own family.
You're fucking your own family. You're getting bored now. And
what's a sick way to fuck your own family? Like, you've graduated from just fucking your own family. Now you're finding sick ways to do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Using different tools. But after all that and enough time goes by and you're getting bored and more insane, you'd have to go after the children, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you think at some point Phil Connors in Groundhog Day just dabbled in pedophilia?
Oh, yeah.
He must have.
Because they're not real. They're not real if you're waking up every day. They're not real in some sense, you know? So where's the harm if you're losing your shit?
Right? Well, right? In the movie, we never actually know how long this has been going on. We know it's a long time.
Yeah.
We know he had plenty of time to not only learn to play the piano, but to perfect it and lots of other things. Like, so it was a long time that he was repeating these days. But it would take me, I don't know how long, but it would take me a very long time before I would even rape somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Before I would be so bored and so crazy and so like, what if, that I would rape somebody. Because raping somebody is not something I actually really want to do.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the fact that the day keeps repeating and I don't know why means I don't know if or when it's ever going to stop repeating.
Yeah.
So what if the day I decide... You know what? Fuck it. I mean, tomorrow they'll have no idea. The day will have reset. I go and I rape somebody because I'm like, I can. And it there will be no harm because tomorrow they'll know, they won't know the difference. That's the last time. You know, the next day is actually the next day.
Yep.
That would be a fear for me for quite a while.
That entered my mind, but after enough time.
But I don't know what enough time would be.
Give a shit. It'd have to be years, like 10 years.
Yeah, it would have to be a pretty long time, I think, before that fear would go away. Yeah. And, like, I'm not sure. I know I would do dark things.
Yeah.
I would do bad things. But I don't know. Maybe I would. I'd probably kill people.
Oh, yeah. There'd be a period where you just get bored and you just sit in your house all day and not give a shit. Do nothing. But then, like, shit, years go by doing that, and you're bored of doing that, so you have to get out there and do some sick shit.
Yeah, I would probably sleep a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, there probably would come a day when I would, like, find a way to get a hold of a gun and go on a shooting spree.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, like, in the movie, he tries to kill himself a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would do much of that, because, like, he electrocutes himself in the bathtub, and he, like... I think he gets in like a horrible, horrible car accident, like drives a car off a cliff or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that stuff because that would hurt.
I don't know. Yeah, if depending on the way in which you died, like if it was an instant death, obviously no.
Maybe, but I guess maybe I'd shoot myself in the head.
I was thinking about building devices that would kill people, ultimately kill them, but it would damage them in a way that they're alive for just a little bit, then they die or bleed out. Okay,
see, I don't think I would get like real torture-y.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would like that.
It'd have to be, a long
time. I would have to go legitimately crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I could see maybe boning people who don't really want to be boned. But I think even that, like raping people.
Yeah.
And only because you know it's going to be okay tomorrow. Like, it's not going to last. But I don't think I would do much of that because it sounds like free sex. But that's not what it is. It's rape. You'd have this person pleading with you to stop, fighting you. You know, it would make me feel bad. I'd have to go legitimately crazy before I just started fucking raping everybody, I think.
What if it was easy, though? Like, that was too easy.
And I don't think I would ever start fucking children because I don't have any desire to fuck children.
Yeah,
I don't, like, I can't imagine how bored I would have to be to be like, yeah, I never fucked a kid.
There's no desire there, but
maybe after enough time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Because, like, what if this went on, like, each day you wake up and you're the same age, obviously, nothing's changed. This goes on for even more than a lifetime, you know? What would you do then?
Yeah, maybe after enough time, like, maybe I wouldn't even be crazy. I'd still be technically sane, but, like, just I'd be so pissed off about the whole thing.
Yeah.
That I would be mad at the world and I would want to see somebody, you know, tortured or whatever.
But I was thinking, like, because I'm like, you go crazy, but what if, wait, wouldn't you wake up each day and kind of reset and not be crazy? But no, because nothing really changes other than, whoop, here you are.
Well, yeah, you're the only thing that changes.
You're like,
everything else gets reset except for you, pretty much.
Yeah.
And even you get reset to an extent, but like your position gets reset and everything, but you retain your memories and your mental state.
Yeah. So you would lose your shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Next thing on the Facebook is James Lemire says, what's your favorite bizarre experiment ever conducted, excluding the Nazi death camp experiments that just seem to be torture under the guise of science? Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I don't know. What a weird question.
I had to Google that, and I didn't find anything.
I didn't bother Googling it. I don't know of any bizarre experiments. The Stanford Prison Experiment, I guess, where they had people play the role of prisoners and people play the role of prison guards.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, the prison guards like got corrupt and actually started being real dicks to the prisoners. Like, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They can't do that experiment anymore because it's like unethical.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that. And then our buddy Dave says, ever had a sex dream about someone you'd never even think about having sex with in real life? Orion, I'm sure you've had a number of sex dreams, but you would also have sex with everyone in real life. So,
the extent of it is coworkers that I am not even closely attracted to. Yeah. And I have a good old fuck dream about them. And it's awkward.
The only one I can think of I've mentioned before on the show, and it was the one time I ever had a gay sex dream.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have had sex dreams where, like, it was a girl that I am not really into in real life, but the only one I can think of is I think I was in high school, and I had a gay sex dream about a dude I knew, and I would not do that in real life. And then the next thing is old roommate Mike and his give him a voice thing. So the Twitter, and again, I'm sorting through old shit. Sean Ryan posted a link. He said, since I couldn't use this with the Whiskey Boys, and he posted a link to something about Crohn's. Man avoids jail after sewing son's butt shut.
Avoids jail. Wow.
Avoids jail. Waukegan, Illinois. A man who took a needle and thread to his son's buttocks accepted a plea deal that will keep him out of prison. Randy Swopes, 52, will be put on 24-month probation and have to do 250 hours of public service, NBC Chicago reports. The incident took place in 2008. Jesus, the court system is slow. when his son, who suffers from Crohn's disease, was 14 years old. Crohn's is an autoimmune disorder that causes one's own immune system to destroy healthy tissue. Those afflicted can suffer from fever and gastrointestinal tract problems. Swope's son was suffering from a fistula, an abnormal connection between an organ and another structure. Instead of taking his son to the hospital, Swope's opted to sew it shut himself. The incident resulted in an infection that put the teenager in the hospital for almost a month, said the report. Assistant State's Attorney Danielle Pascucci told the Lake County News Sun that Swope's accepted the plea. Accepting the plea is not a direct admission of guilt, but admitting there is enough evidence to convict. Swope's could have faced up to 5 years in prison. This is a little confusing to me, because it says he sewed his son's butt shut, but then it says the son was suffering from a fistula, an abnormal connection between an organ and another structure. So what was this connection?
Yeah.
An abnormal connection between his butt cheeks, or between his anus and his butt cheeks, or between... Because it says the dad was sewing up the abnormal connection, like things weren't connected right, and he's sewing it up.
Yeah.
But then the overall title of the news article makes it sound like he just sewed his butt cheeks together.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know what the fuck happened here. This kind of reminds me, though, like a long time ago, we talked about a news story about a guy who got in legal trouble because he tried to do surgery on his dog.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, like, I felt bad for the guy. Because he was just trying to save his dog and he didn't have the money or whatever
his
dog in. But when it's your kid, like I know that hospitals can't refuse treatment. So if it was an emergency thing, you could just take your kid in and be like, I guess I'll have to figure it out later. The bills or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just go into debt. You don't just sew your kid's butt shut.
Yeah. Oh man, he's a teenage kid and he was okay.
That's another weird part of the story is when I was a teenager, if my mom was like, hey, I'm gonna sew your butt shut,
fuck no.
Yeah, that's not happening. No, you're gonna have to like drug me to do that. Yeah, you couldn't just convince me that it was gonna be okay for you to sew my butt shut.
God, it's one of those stories I want more information.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me the way it's put out in this article, so I don't really know.
Yeah,
but butt sewing is no good. The next thing on the Twitter is Bames John saying, what's the weirdest flavor of anything, chips, ice cream, etc., that you've ever encountered? I vote for Japanese jalapeno Kit Kats.
Oh man.
I had sweet potato ice cream in Japan. That was actually pretty good. And it's not that weird. Yeah. It's just not something we do here. But I've been told, and I didn't encounter this myself, but I've been told that there is raw horse flavored ice cream in Japan.
Oh, God.
That, I think, is just about the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
God. Jesus. Weirdest thing. Oh, God damn. I don't have anything. I don't.
Bacon flavored vodka. I've never had that, but I know it exists. I was talking to roommate John about this the other day. Like, I love bacon, but I think part of the reason I love bacon is because it's bacon. Like, you can't, not everything bacon flavored would be good.
Yeah.
Bacon flavored vodka sounds terrible. If you gave me a cup of something, anything that tasted exactly like bacon, but it was like a liquid, I don't think that would be any good. I don't think I would like that.
Yeah.
It would be like drinking salt water or something.
The whole experience, chewing on
it. Yeah, it's got to be bacon.
Crispy bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, there's big hype around the whipped cream flavored vodka. Everybody's buying it. Cotton
you
candy.
Mean whipped cream infused? Or vodka infused whipped cream? Like whipped cream that's alcoholic?
No, it's a vodka that tastes
that
like
tastes
whipped
like,
cream. There's a couple brands, yeah.
First of all, I guarantee that's a lie.
There's no way. Why would
any flavored alcohol
ruin that?
Every single flavored alcohol in existence is a big fat fucking liar.
Yeah.
All of them. This is a grape flavored vodka. No, no. It's a vodka that tastes vaguely like you put like a sprinkle of grape Kool-Aid powder in it.
Yep.
There's no such thing as a flavored vodka or a flavored alcohol that tastes like what it's supposed
to
taste like.
Exactly. You drink that shit and it's like, that's a whole lot of vodka.
But some fucking asshole will tell you it tastes like candy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Pucker. Like, there's this alcohol called Pucker, and it comes in a few different flavors. And I remember before I started drinking, somebody told me that Apple Pucker, which is like one of the more common ones, tastes just like Jolly Ranchers, man.
Yeah.
Tastes just like candy. And I tried Apple Pucker for the first time, and I was like, motherfucker, that's...
It tastes more like a Jolly Rancher than flavored vodka tastes like what it's supposed to taste like. But it still tastes a lot like alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes 90% like alcohol.
Like lighter fluid.
Yeah, people are fucking liars when it comes to... Either that or people have just weird fucking tongues. You know, weird palates.
And they must.
That would explain a lot to me, actually, like why people like alcohol so much. Because there are people who like alcohol. You know, people who are really into scotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pour me a nice... Or brandy. I'll pour me a nice brandy from 1875. Oh, so smooth and delicious. It tastes like you're drinking poison because that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But they think it tastes awesome.
Nobody's going, oak barrels.
What kind of fucking weird handlebar mustached robot are you? They
Oh, a delicious oaky flavor.
Like that oak?
Yeah.
When is that a good flavor to begin with?
Yeah,
every people and their alcohol. So what is the weirdest flavor anything you've encountered?
There was you know those jelly beans that taste like vomit and all that shit.
Oh yeah.
The adult store down the street from where I work had some that were in
semen flavored?
There was a semen flavored one. I didn't try it.
Why
but
not?
No fucking way. I don't know. I should have.
For some reason.
I'm going to talk about this on the show.
For some reason, I'm imagining you gargling them. Like pouring a whole handful of them in your mouth
without
and going.
Thinking. Just naturally.
Yeah.
Instinctively.
Yeah. That's just what you do. You haven't even paid for them yet.
Yeah.
I imagine they have them in like one of those bulk tubs. Like you shovel it out with a scoop. You put it in a bag. So you're just scooping them into your mouth. Oh, they're falling off your cheeks and onto the floor. Okay. Then Phantom Harlock sent us a link to an article about a mom raping her daughter. Mum, it's Queensland. It's from Australia. Mum raped daughter in bizarre sex education. A mother of four who subjected her 11-year-old daughter to a bizarre sex education was jailed for 4 years yesterday. The 37-year-old Sunshine Coast mother used her mobile phone to create three films showing her raping her youngest child and exposed her to other sexual activity in response to repeated questions. So the daughter's like, Mom, where do babies come from? And she's like, all right, it's time. And she starts raping her daughter, showing her porn. Judge John Robertson said the mother, through her selfish criminal conduct, had deprived her daughter of the right to a wholesome and loving relationship with her mother. He said while sexual offenses against children by their own mothers were rare, the community acting through the courts should denounce this shocking conduct with a significant punishment. From the start, you characterized your behavior as some form of bizarre sex education with the child which did not involve sexual gratification from you. You were obsessed with sex and your life was in chaos. Judge Robertson said. And that's actually all there is to this particular article. There's a link to another article that, like, goes more in depth, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of... What are you, like, finger raping her? Or are you holding her down and... La, 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 la.
Oh, Mom, stop licking me. Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Judge Robertson suspended the 4-year jail term after the woman had served 1 year, leaving a 3-year jail sentence hanging over her head and ordered her to do 3 years probation. Why...
What is going on with this shit?
Okay, so this mom's raping her daughter,
yeah.
Like multiple times, and you're like, okay, you served a year, probation is fine. Yeah.
Community service.
Because the woman had already served 243 days in custody, she will be released in 122 days. Maroochydore District Court heard how the woman started seeing the father of her four children when she was virtually a child at age 14 and had her first child at 16. While she was still living at the family home on the coast, she began a cyber sex relationship with a man in Melbourne who became obsessed with sex. Oh, and became obsessed with sex. They would send sexual videos to each other, which her daughter viewed, and the woman visited him 3 times. It is in this context the first of the bizarre and disturbing offenses involving your daughter occurred, Judge Robertson said. Your conduct toward your daughter involved a very serious breach of trust. That sounds like you're underselling it. The relationship between mother and child is seminal in our society. Seminal.
How she deals with it as she grows remains to be seen, but it is difficult to see how it could not result in long-term adverse consequences to her. You now admit what you have done was wrong. From the start, you characterized your behavior as some form of bizarre sex education with the child, which did not involve sexual gratification from you. It appears you had a normal, loving upbringing with parents and family who still support you. There is no psychological or intellectual reason to explain this shocking behavior. Given this offending occurred in the context of this highly obsessive and sexual relationship with this man, defies logic and common sense to discount any level of sexual gratification in your behavior. Judge Robertson said the defense had asked him to note her own dysfunctional attitude to matters sexual. He said her husband was 12 years her senior and she had limited knowledge of appropriate sexual boundaries. You were obsessed with sex and your life was in chaos, he said. The psychologist report suggests the developing of some insight into your behavior. Given the Department of Child Safety is now involved, I'm satisfied you are a low risk of reoffending. Okay, so she's crazy and she didn't know what was appropriate. Like, because her husband is so much older than her, she didn't get a lot of experience with sex. So she didn't know it wasn't okay to finger fuck her own daughter or whatever it is she was doing, yeah. I guess.
Nobody showed her that book.
I didn't read that book. Yeah, I didn't know. I never had sex ed. I didn't know that it wasn't okay to rape your own kids.
Weird. No, I don't watch TV. No, never.
Well, I've never seen an after-school special about not raping your own kids. No.
Whoop, there goes my cigarette.
Oh, in the lap. Oh,
and these headphones. These headphones
do not have an appropriate cord length
for me to go after that cigarette. I dropped the cigarette in my lap and then on the floor.
Like, say a guy's trying to rape me, but he's like giving me a hand job. Obviously, I'm not going to get hard because I'm not aroused.
A guy trying to rape you is giving you a hand job. I guess
like,
maybe
I will give you a hand job. And I'm like, no, but he does it anyway.
Most
and I'm not aroused.
Considerate rapist ever.
But with a girl, like you're going in and out with your fingers or whatever. Can they shut off that? Ooh, it kind of feels good. You know, I don't know.
I'm not sure I could.
Of course, they're not into it. But
if you jerk me off long enough, you could probably get me hard regardless of who you are.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I can shut that off. Maybe, I mean, if I was terrified, it might not work.
Yeah.
But assuming I'm relaxed, anybody doing it would probably get me boned.
Interesting. Yeah. So that's a interesting article. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is why we don't do news articles much
Jesus
anymore.
Christ, fucking...
What was the best job you've ever had? P.S. Send me my fucking stickers, please. That was Jack Frazee. Yeah. What's the best job you've ever had?
The one I have now.
Yeah, the one I have now.
Yeah.
Where I make signs or draw signs. And that is almost it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
There, I think, were more voicemails, but I got to sort through them.
So much back cataloging.
Yeah, what is this? Let's see.
Hey, it is me, Rafael Trujillo, and I came to call you for Kyle and Orion, and I just want to say, I'm not that fucking Mexican. To be honest, I'm pretty white, you know? I'm not sure exactly where you're getting these misconceptions, but I'd like to clear them up for you. And I just came to call, say, good job on the show. It's freaking amazing. I really appreciate it, and I'm sad to crush your little dreams of the little Mexican boy with the crappy laptop, but not the case. And I'd just like to say, Orion, please, please, do the snake bit. It'll be awesome and funny. I know you're kind of nervous, but come on, guy. Do it for me, for Rafael. Come on, please. Okay, bye.
That is the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
Really?
Oh, my God.
He reminds me of Antonio Banderas doing Puss in Boots.
That's way worse than his voice. Way worse.
He said that he's not that fucking Mexican. But the thing is, he started out like doing an accent, like for the point of the call.
Yeah.
But then he stops doing it,
yeah.
And I could still tell he's a Mexican. Yeah. He's a little Mexican man. He's not as little as I had hoped. He sounds like a late teens Mexican boy rather than a tiny little boy, but still Mexican. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And all he really said was,
"Oh, the snake bit."
He likes the show, which is thank you, and he wants you to do the snake bit.
Oh,
we tried.
I'll do a little bit.
Okay, do some snake.
I was gonna do. I can't remember, so this is gonna suck. But
pet.
All right, here we go.
Pet me like a spoon.
Pet you like a spoon?
Rub me like a piece of toast.
Rub you like a piece of toast?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
Pet me like a spoon and rub me like a piece of toast.
Ah, that was horrible.
Let's see what else we got in here. What's this?
Hey, Kyle, just listening to you talk about getting the new car.
Oh, never mind. That was I'm Kilo talking about giving people gift baskets or something, I think.
Yeah.
And he sent another one after that, and he was like, oh, never mind. Don't play that. So,
oh, okay.
And then what's this? Oh, Jesus. There's a million things is what this is. Let's try this one.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. This is Pooey Barfy. I'm just calling in. A couple weeks ago, you guys said some nice things about me on your podcast. And I listened to last week's episode, 170, and I thought I'd call in because I just wanted to say some things about you guys. I know that I think Kyle said that last week's episode was one of the worst, but I'm glad that you guys decided to release it anyway because, I mean, it's just my opinion, but I think that's one of the strengths of yours as podcast is that, not that you'll release anything, but that you guys release a variety of shows. You release shows where you talk about, you know, wacky, silly things, and then you release shows where, you know, Kyle rants about a sister, and then you release shows where they're really serious and they, you know, get into some, you know, deep stuff. And so I enjoy kind of tuning in each week, not fully knowing what to expect, but I do know that I can get you and Orion usually, you know, being friends, you know, talking about, you know, stuff. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, a lot of podcasts where there's two guys just kind of shooting the shit, you know, talking about general things. But your guys' podcast is really unique because I think you and Orion have a good friendship, and I enjoy listening to you guys just kind of, you know, banter and stuff. So, I mean, I hope you guys, you know, keep making podcasts and everything. And I hope you guys keep releasing them because I know it's difficult to think about it from a listener's perspective, but, you know, just listening to you guys on your podcast, you know, it is, you know, you guys talk about lots of different stuff and, you know, it's nice because if I'm feeling happy, I can go listen to an episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. And if I'm feeling depressed, I can also listen to an episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. So, you know, you guys fill a lot of different, I don't know, experiences or something, whatever. But, yeah, keep up the great work. I'll keep listening. And thank you. Bye.
Thanks, PB. Aww. What a nice. See, that's what so I'm talking sweet. About. All this niceness came out.
Yeah.
All I got to do is get really sad every once in a while, and everybody's real nice. Thanks.
Yes.
I'm going to propose something, Kyle. Uh-oh. You're probably not going to like it, but Poopy Barfy, kind of bugs me in a way because I don't know enough about him.
Oh, he's a mystery.
Yes. He's like that. Oh, fuck. J.J. Abrams was talking about this mystery box he got it as a kid.
And fuck J.J. Abrams.
Hey. He never opened it, and he was talking about how, you know, that mystery, that it's like a magic trick.
He never opened it?
He never opened it.
That explains Lost.
Okay, fair enough. But it's like a magic trick, you know, as soon as you learn the magic trick, it's no good. But that the mystery of who this man is driving me nuts. I don't know if this will happen, but at some point, I'd like to have him on the show. I want to get to know the man.
Oh.
Like, seriously, I want to know.
Well, when he calls in, he always calls from a phone number. So I don't know if...
It wouldn't even have to be a full episode. Just like a short interview. Whatever he's comfortable with.
Orion wants to interview you,
yes.
PB.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I was listening to Whiskey Thursday last night while they were recording. And they played a voicemail from somebody who was playing up the whole child molester thing.
Yeah.
And... somebody confused him for Poopy Barfy. They were like, was that Poopy Barfy? Which it clearly wasn't because that person had a really shitty voice and was not even remotely clever with their... They were just like, I have an 8-year-old here. And then somebody was doing an 8-year-old voice.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm going to fuck them. That was basically the gist of it. Was
fucking terrible.
I'm going to do bad things to this 8-year-old. Like, there was nothing clever about it. Nothing subtle. Nothing like... Ugh. I felt bad for Poopy Barfy because there's somebody out there, this cheap imitator,
yes,
who doesn't know how to do it.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I know the real Poopy Barfy is not a pedophile, but is decent at making the idea of him being one funny.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, and that's it. And that appears to be it for the voicemails.
All right.
And that was all the Facebooks and Twitters.
And quite frankly, I have a headache and I'm tired.
And it's hot.
And it's hot and I'm ready to just give up. I give up. I surrender, internet.
All right.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Do it!
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can check us out in the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. You can check out the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat. Review us in the old iTunes, leave us a 5-star, or you can be a dick and leave less than that if you want, and leave a review. I love the reviews. I went to check and there were no new written reviews, so
yeah,
nothing for me to read.
After we get quite a few 5-star ratings, do you think people will be looking at that and it's like, eh, that's all their fucking friends, fuck this shit. We need like one medium, you know, like 3-star review.
Don't do that.
It's all right.
Don't do that.
And then they're, you know, new listeners.
Now, like 5 people are going to be like, I'm going to be that one guy.
No, no.
They're going to be like, you know what? I didn't want to do it before. But now that I have a purpose, because Orion wants me to 1-star it.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Wait until we have way, way more.
Don't encourage them to be dicks.
Yeah.
What else? You can send us money, like the cool, cool people you are and we are. What else? Anything else?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That is it. Thanks, fellows.
Yes.
And fellowettes.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Bye.